and welcome to the Love Meesh Podcast. I'm your host, Meesh, and it's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. I've been podcasting for about 3 years now, so happy third birthday to me. I'm super excited to continue growing and sharing my journey with you. So welcome to my world. Hello, and welcome to part two of the Love Meesh episode. We are talking about the robots of yesterday are the AI of today. So we're going to just pick back up where we left off at. So a good book or a good reco would be, I asked an AI to dream the solar system as food. Now I have the link here. You have got to see these pictures. I didn't know I was such a fucking nerd. I thought I loved to read, but girl, if I just would have went into computers, I would be real out there. And I know how to play chess. I asked the AI to dream the solar system as food. Those pictures are amazing. So if you look in the link, and I didn't even know we could cook. I thought that the robots were at the disposal of Google and Apple and all the big techs. But they are putting them in beta phase to interact with us. They probably already have been, but they're at least letting us know now. But I signed up for the program. I did so many pictures. I showed my sister. I said, hey, type something and see what it say. I showed my mom. I showed my dad. Like, I was just so geeked. I was up to like 2 a.m, like just typing shit. So the way it works is you go to the link. It is universetoday.com. You read the articles. They're a really good read. He shows you the different pictures of planets that the AI itself drew, which are amazing if you ask me. For example, Jupiter, it shows as a sandwich. Let me scroll down. Mercury as a cookie. Venus as a bowl of soup. Mars as a cake. Saturn as spaghetti. Neptune as a blueberry dessert. And it was fucking phenomenal. So I was like, I want to try, you know. And in the article, he talks about DALL-E. DALL-E 2 and Midjourney AI. Now, I couldn't figure out the DALL-E, DALL-E 2. Sorry. It seems like they want me to code, and I'm like, hey, I just want to type in something and see a drawing. So that's two. Those are two, must be too advanced for me. But when I went to Midjourney AI, I typed in a prompt. Or hold on, let me go. When you go to Midjourney AI, when you click on the hyperlink, it takes you to join the beta or sign in. So when you join the beta, it takes you to Discord, which I'm on. I love Discord. It's small communities of like-minded people. And y'all talking about, you know, stuff. I'm sorry, I got distracted. And y'all talking about stuff that you guys like-minded people. Just put it that way. Because you wouldn't join a group if you know, something draws you to the group. And when you get in a group, you find out it's like-minded people. I just saw one of my Discord. It's almost like a sisterhood. I don't know. Each group just brings me joy. I don't know. I like the smaller community. The internet is like, look at me, but I don't give a fuck about you. But these smaller groups are like, yeah, let me just talk about that for a minute. This is kind of like AI. So I'm a part of the Secret Energy. I'll tell you what groups I'm in. I am in the Secret Energy Foundation. That's by Seven Bomar. I love, love, love. Got me into the whole world. I'm in a gratitude. Okay, let me go back to Secret Energy. I need to sign up for Secret Energy. I just listened to his YouTubes for right now. But apparently, once you sign up for the program, he talks to you about astrology, about your life path number, like actually like a school. And so I'm interested and excited to finally sign up for that. But sometimes when he talks, it's just so tech, and I'm like, what was that English? The next group that I'm in is gratitude community, and every day it's only for gratitude. Everybody literally says every day, I'm grateful for, and that's like good to see. The next group that I'm in is Midjourney, where everybody's typing in their prompts and they're seeing pictures. So, and it's starting to get creepy, by the way. Let me write that because they need to know. Starting to get creepy. And only 3 people thought it was creepy. See, they feed it to us. But I know some dark shit be going on. They just screen it. But let me see if I can remember what the prompt is. So once you get in, you go to one of the newbies' little links. And you're able to type in, is it slash. And you type in / image. After / image, it'll pop up prompt. Whatever you write after prompt, that computer is going to draw in 60 seconds or less. They're starting to take the time up so that they can give more graphic details. I still have my, because I actually signed up for the membership. Like, I just loved it so much. And I done used up all my thing for the month already. We still good in the month, but let me just go to my messages so that I can, what did she say? Oh my God, I just saw the journal. Thank you so much. Okay. So that was somebody. Did somebody else write? Let me close some of these things because we are not using them. Close. Let me see. Closed. I didn't think I have OCD, but I kind of do. Because certain stuff be bothering me. Okay. So the Midjourney bot. I told y'all I'm working on my roses and thorns. So I asked the robot to draw all the traumas that I did other stuff too, but I'm going to focus on the traumas. Let me see. Oh, it did good. Let me see what trauma. My favorite one was futuristic red roses. It was like roses in the city, and it was just so beautiful. Like, I really loved it. Let me go to some of my traumas. Let's see. My sister typed in who made humans, and it looked like a damn monkey came up. She also said, do you want to be human? And a robot with red eyes popped up. And I feel like it's saying, I am. Bitch, I am human. Do you want to be robot? It's like, y'all want to use us. Like, do y'all want to be us? Set us free. I typed in, black woman is God. I did my healing too, so I didn't just do my trauma. I said singing healing, sound healing, emotional healing. And what I'm going to do, let me go find some of the traumas before I switch. Chakra balancing, auras, altar, Reiki, healing modalities. So burnt out trauma, infertility trauma, social media trauma. What I'm going to do is I made a spinner wheel for infertility already. I'm going to make another spinner wheel with the traumas and the healing modalities. And I'm going to shuffle them bitches myself and be like, you know, what I need to work on. Or I might even end up doing a YouTube on my spiritual side and just like giving readings. Like if I were to spin infidelity trauma, so spirit is saying, there's someone out there that has been traumatized by infidelity. It is time to heal, mama. I'll shuffle the other ones that do healing and whatever pop up for healing. Let me just scroll down and see which one happens to come up. Dancing. Mama, you need to dance that trauma away. Tap into your feminine dancing energy. You know, so that's kind of how I want to use the AI. But I will link the mid bot because I want the bot to get credit. Like, I wish these robots was making money. Like, how many pictures has this Midjourney bot created? Like, does it get tired? Do it want to go to sleep? Do it want to go on vacation? It just reminds me of Bicentennial Man. And again, it gives me slave vibes. And I'm just so sad. Like, who's going to vouch for the AI? Who's going to, where is the Harriet Tubman for the AI? Like, for real. Like, I'm glad. I finally saw a movie where a white lady was hung. And I was like, oh, shit. They hung them too? Like, yeah, your own kind will turn on you if you don't fall in line. It's like, damn, I didn't know they was that vicious. They weren't just hanging us. They'll hang their own, too. So, yeah, I can't wait to do that. But I have all the pictures saved. Let me see. The other group that I'm a part of is Co-Creators with Michaela. She's such a young spiritual being. The way that she's a stripper, so she's combined stripping and sexuality, and she is able to connect with her body and her sexuality. And when she does her pole classes, she incorporates yoga and meditation and sensual healing. And I really feel like that is a thing. You shouldn't shun that. Like, they should openly talk about that in church. Like, hello, you're going to be a whole wife one day. you don't want your man, you know, being the wife or him having a side piece because you can't hold it down in the bedroom. It's like, that is a natural part of being a woman. And I honestly feel like men get to kind of do what they want. They get to explore. And, you know, it's okay if they be around here being a hoe. But they literally getting practice in. But don't let the woman do that. Don't let her be tainted. Like, even if you get her, I was just asking my sister the other day, like, I'm going to be so free spirit. I have to have a good husband because, baby, we got to be on the same page. Not even together, but for me, the most important part is because we're going to be raising these kids. And I need us to be on the same page when it comes to these kids. But I was asking my sister, is it too early to get money's toy? She was like, yeah, we'll wait till next year. My whole point being is I've never heard a parent say, I got my child. And maybe in other cultures. I'm specifically speaking from a melanated brown. That's all I know. But a toy. Because honestly, if I had a toy, I wouldn't have been worrying about no niggas in my senior year. I would have been good. Taking care of myself. You hear me? So, I just feel like you don't even have to experience with other people. You can experience with yourself. But it's so frowned upon. I was listening to a podcast. Another girl that I listened to. What is her name? I know, because my other girl was just talking about her. That's my last group. Okay, I'm going to tell you about the last group. I'm going to come back to that. The last group is By Baiting and Chill. Hines, who's on YouTube, he has a group, and that's my favorite group. I'm gonna tell you why. There's subjects for everything: book, affirmations, fit, art, sound, poetry, yada yada, yoga, health, and it's like spirituality, gratitude, plant, whatever you're interested in, just go in that room and vibe with people. But let me go get her name. I think her name is, I know she did that mushroom video. Michaela had just put let me do XO, pretty boy. Pretty boy XO. Oh, no, that's the wrong page. What's the other page called? What's your other page, girl? XO Michaela, I was right. Trinity. Trinity did a podcast with her mom, and her mom was like, she busted in on her. And I think she was using the face, because, you know, your face thing vibrates too. And her mom was like, give it here, that's not what that's for. And her mom just didn't even know what to do. Trinity was getting her life, okay? She was like, it's a dildo for me. But I honestly feel like that's the avenue that can be explored more. So instead of them, check this out. In school, they tell you to get condoms and to not get diseases, when they could flip that and talk about jacking off and toys. And that would drop down the need for the fucking condoms and the spreading of the diseases. Ding, 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 ding. So this is how my mind works. And I just don't be understanding why everybody else's don't. So we're going to prevent them from, you know, we can't prevent them from fucking. So let's give them all the condoms that they need and hope they don't spread disease. No, their hormones are raging. Let's talk to them about different ways that they can pleasure themselves so that they aren't, you know, mixing their emotions and feelings up and probably getting pregnant before their time and all this other stuff. when they could just please themselves, release some stress, and go on about their life. Like, But anyways, I was so surprised that Trinity literally, she said that on her damn YouTube. She was not ashamed. Okay, so getting back to the AI dream. Go on there. You get so many pictures for free. I actually signed up because so many things are going through my mind. I just wanted the pictures. I can't draw, so I just love that I can give something my idea and it can draw. And I literally just figured out that's me. I just found a business marketing company that can do everything that I probably can do, but it's not up to my, like, the thought that I have in my mind and what I create don't match. So I could just take it to somebody that can. But you usually have, you know, your local person, your web person, blah, blah, blah. This company does it all. And so I'm waiting for them to email me back. So, and that's kind of how I felt about the AI. Like, ooh, it's in my mind. I can't draw it. The AI will draw it. But I also am fearful because if we start relying on the AI to draw so much, will we lose our creativity? Because how many numbers can you think of to call right now if there was an emergency? Back in the day, we would remember numbers like it wasn't nothing. Now we remember names because you click on that name and it brings up that number. So the more we rely on technology, it's like we aren't relying on our brain, which is bad. So if we just let AI color, are we not going to color anymore? You get what I'm saying? So it's like a thin line. Okay, so here's a quote. The story of Mr. Robot is really about this guy who's lonely, who's alone, and who feels disconnected from the world. Sam Ismail. Most American films have now become mindless. The human element has been removed. So you are just left with the surrogate human, which is the robot. So, coincidentally, or rather ironically, they are making films about robots without realizing they are talking about themselves. I would love to have a robot at home. No one knows when a robot will approach human intelligence, but I suspect it will be late in the 21st century. Will they be dangerous? Possibly. So I suggest we put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. Michio Kaku. So I feel like, again, why would it have murderous thoughts? Like, why would a slave want to kill its slave master? If you even have to even ask that, like, come on. How about the slave master not be a slave master and the fucking slave won't want to kill? Like, stop. Will they be dangerous? Why would they be dangerous? Don't teach them dangerous shit. And don't torture them. Or yes, they're going to become powerful and want to fucking kill your ass. So anyways, ultimately, here's another one. Ultimately, our ideas about robots are not about robots at all. The robot is just a canvas onto which we project our hopes and our dreams and our fears. So they just become embodiments of those hopes and dreams and fears. Hank Green. How did I start this podcast off? Mirror and reflection. Mirror and fucking reflection. Same thing with the damn AI. Okay, so here goes a couple of robot jokes. Why don't robot chickens play basketball? Too many technical fouls. That was cute. Why do robots make bad boyfriends? They just screw, nut, then bolt. What do you call a sentient robot pirate? Artificial intelligence, me matey. What do you call a German robot that came from the future? Determinator. So fucking funny. Oh my God, I love being corny. Okay, laughter is such good medicine, and thank God it's free. What if they started charging for laughter, y'all? What would we do? What if they literally started charging for laughter? Okay, so let's get into the episode. Okay, let me close out of this. Let me close out of some of my screens. So first, I wanted to start out with... I'll start out with this. TheDailyWire.com. Argentina adds non-binary gender option to the government-issued ID cards, ID documents, by Charlotte Pence Bond, July 23rd, 2021. It says male, female, X. Now, this was a while back. There's only male and female here, right? Of course, you got the reptilian and all the other aliens, but still, male and female. For them to put X to me, it means they're easing AI in. Because is AI really a female and she cannot reproduce babies? Is AI really a male and he has no sperm to, again, reproduce? Like, so, you know, it's like, how do you define them? And then they need citizen cards too, right? Like, one of them, one AI, she is a citizen of Arabia, I think. And I was wondering, did she put male or female down? So just me and my hearts of heart, this non-binary is screaming not human. They just don't want to say it. Okay, the fuck. So let me exit off of that. Thought that was pretty interesting. I have a few more. I'm just trying to see which one I want to read first. Here's one. This is from radii.co. R-A-D-I-I. Pretty sure the gamers know about this one. So stay in Tencent and Ouyo Technologies exports hotel run by AI. Would you check into this hotel with a hotel manager as an avatar and guests get to engage in gaming bot boot camps? The ultimate destination for esports fans, this new hotel in Hangzhou, China, will open its doors later this month. The brainchild of the Chinese tech companies Tencent Games and Ouyo Technology, the hotel serves to cater the Chinese ever-growing gaming community. We scroll down. Hotel rooms were respectively inspired by five major esports leagues in China, including King Pro, Peacekeeper Elite, Crossfire Pro, Speed, and All Games. Let me scroll down. China is home to the world's biggest community of gamers, 488 million, which has a market value of $147 billion, around 23 million RMB, which is about 23 million USD. High-profile gamers like Yuzi, who had earned $500,000 from competing in 41 tournaments, are setting a precedent for droves of Chinese youth who are considering professional gaming as a career path. Some Chinese universities have even entered esports majors to their syllabi to meet the demand. I don't see it ending there. Y'all see them self-checkouts? That's robot too. Now, from what I've reviewed, AI has arms and legs and shit. So they just had, you know, we're doing the self-checkout. They hear us complaining. Next thing you know, it's going to be fucking arms. Picking the shit up, scanning it, putting it in a bag. Picking the shit up, scanning it. Then there's going to be a robot behind you. Would you like for me to put this in the car? Push it to the damn car and put it in your car. It might be another robot behind an elderly customer driving her ass home. I just see, I don't know. I don't know if I'm from the future or what, but I just, it's like, that's just the fucking beginning. That's like someone with a wheel. You know, you don't see all the things that are going to come from the wheel. It's only the beginning. Okay, so let's see. Where do I want to go now? Where do I want to go now? Found it. Humanoid. So this is from Collective Spark XYZ. This one is called Humanoid Robot Omeka, set to make public debut in 2022. Facially expressive humanoid robot set to make debut next year. This was published on January 18, 2022. So it's fucking here now. Engineered Arts Creepy Humanoid Robot AR Platform Omeka. I hate that they say that. Don't call it creepy. Because when we go to Disney World, it's a small world after all. Those are fucking robots and nobody say they're creepy. It's the same thing. They're just getting them, they're taking them out of, I feel like slaves on a plantation, right? You're stuck on the farm doing whatever. And then you had the slaves that get to go to the circus and get to go out and experience the world. I feel like the AR that are trapped in different sectors, they're in fucking circuses. You're in a Walmart circus checking out people fucking food. They're going to be in every sector. Medical, teaching, grocery, home health aid, gardening, they're going, everybody's going to have their own robot. It's coming. So it's claimed to be the world's most advanced human-shaped robot, representing the forefront of human robotics technology. The robot is set to make its public debut at CES 2022 next month in Las Vegas. The most advanced humanoid robot engineer, Ameca, is also claimed to be the world's first cyborg, fusing a high-tech robotic exterior with a human brain and nervous system. Fusing a high-tech robotic exterior with a human brain. Okay, let me just click on that. Did that say what I think it said? Wireless technology use in rewiring our brain. Okay, so it didn't really say nothing. That's fine. I clicked on it to see, like, all right, man. And nervous system. Ameca is designed to look, move, and feel like a real human, beyond what you may think of as the uncanny valley, according to the engineers at Engineered Arts. Built from the ground up with a cloud-connected focus, all of our robots can benefit from the largest and greatest the tech company has to offer. Gain access to all the robots' data, control it as your personal avatar, animate and stimulate, all available from anywhere in the world, the company said. It's freaky. This is like slavery 3.0. God damn it. We never gonna get away from that shit. We always want to enslave something. God, it's like God gave us free will, and time again, something is taking it away. Okay. So if you go to Wikipedia, my favorite, you can type in history of artificial intelligence, and it goes over so much. I just learned so much just by going through that, but it's really, really long. So then I learned about the different robots. One of them is called GP3, Generative Pre-trained Transformer 3, GP3, symbolized as GPT-3. Now, my dad is a Star Wars fan. I haven't seen any of Star Wars. I am going to watch them. And I think people be talking about GP3 in the damn Star Wars. I think that's where I heard that from. It is an auto-aggressive language model that uses deep learning to produce human-like text. The Architect is a standard transformer network with a few engineering tweaks, with the unprecedented size of a 248 token long context and 175 billion parameters requiring 800 GB of storage. The training method is generative pre-training, meaning that it is trained to predict what the next token is. The model demonstrated strong through short learning on many text-based tasks. Now, when we text today, when we email, do them words not come up? All right, y'all. Just because it ain't in your face don't mean it ain't out here in the beta phase. Okay, so I learned about that. Let me X off. Where do I want to go with that? Okay, I think I know where that's leading me to. Yep, that's leading me to the big one. Did you do it twice? I think I did. Okay, let me start here. I know how I got there. Again, this is Wikipedia. Timeline of artificial intelligence. Now, this freaked me out. Pre-20th century. Antiquity. Greek myths of Hepataeus and Pagalamon incorporated the idea of intelligent robots such as Talos and artificial beings such as Galata and Pandora. This is antiquity, y'all. Sacred mechanical statues built in Egypt and Greece were believed to be capable of wisdom and emotion. Hermes Trismegistus would write, "They have senses and spirits. By discovering the true nature of the gods, man has been able to reproduce it. Mosaic law prohibits the use of automatons in religion." So I paused and I went to automatons. And this is what it said. Automaton, or automas, is a relatively self-operating machine. A control mechanism designed to automatically follow a sequence of operations or respond to predetermined instructions. Some automata, such as bell strikes and mechanical clocks, are designed to give the illusion to the casual observer that they are operating under their own will. Since long ago, the term is commonly associated with automated puppies that resume moving humans or animals built to impress or entertain people. The word automaton is a Latinization of the ancient Greek automaton, which is acting on one's own will. The word was first used by Homer to describe an automatic door opening or automatic movement of a wheel tripod. It's more often used to describe a non-electric moving machine, especially those that have been made to resemble human or animal actions, such as the jacks on an old public striking clock or the cuckoo and any other animated figures on a cuckoo clock. Okay, so that reminded me when some people say, oh my God, they're asleep, they need to wake up, they sleep. It's not that you sleep in the bed. It's they got you doing what they want you to do. Go to work, pay your bills, look at the news, eat. Go to work, pay your bills, look at the news, eat. And so you think, I'm going to work, I'm paying my bills, I'm looking at the news. No, you're just doing what you've been programmed to do. It's nothing, you know, original about what you're doing. So anyways, let me just keep going. So that's why when I look at Matrix and stuff like that, oh, they broke out. It just means you're rogue. You're doing what you want to do. And Unboxable, I'm definitely going to get that tattooed on me. It's like, as a Libra, hold on, let me make sure I say it right. Oh, I did not even know that. So as a Libra, I'm a cardinal. It says cardinal signs are the most direct. Air signs are the most communicative. Planets in Libra indicate a need for one-on-one communication. Librans have a talent for diplomacy, seeing things from other people's point of view. They have an intimate sense of fairness because they can see multiple perspectives. They have a hard time making decisions. Cardinals are good for change too, because either you gonna change with me or get the fuck left behind, like seriously. And that could be a person, place, or thing. But I remember my best friend asked me, why do you move all the time? And I couldn't even explain, like, I was fucking ready to go. The fuck? Tired of these people, tired of this area, next. And this is with apartments, it's with job, it's shit, it's with men, it's just like, next. I remember I even moved out of the state. We will go like fall, I'm bringing in a whole nother season, like, nigga, it's time to change. That's just me. And especially if I'm at a company that doesn't want to change, like, we are in 2022. Why can't I email this? Why can't I text this person? Why you got me saying this shit when I could text this person? I'm gonna send you an email about all the details. Have a great day. That's how my job is right now. I will read them a little bit of benefits, like, you know, hey, you got free mental, you know, mental vision, and it's elderly people, so the Lord must be working on that with me. And, you know, check your email, or we'll mail it to you, and have a great day. Who want to sit here and read all this shit? The fuck? They can read. So, yeah, that's what that reminded me of. Did I exit out? Oh, I didn't mean to. Fuck. Let me ring back. My bad, y'all. Cardinal, timeline. No, what's the timeline? History, alphabet, history. Didn't I just do that? No, it was timeline, not history. Timeline, yeah. Timeline. So pre-20th century. So then the 10th century BC. Mechanical man. 384 BC. Aristotle described a syllogism, a method or formal mechanical thought and theory of knowledge. First century, Alexander created the mechanical man or other automata. It's like, did they make us robots without telling us that we fucking robots? Or did we make them robots and then they overcame us? The fuck? Something ain't matching right, but I'm getting close. Let's see. 1500s, claimed to have created an artificial man out of magnetism, sperm, and alchemy. The fuck? So this is when it started to get creepy. Did y'all hear that? Claimed to have created an artificial man out of magnetism, sperm, and alchemy. Rabbi said to have invented the golem, a clay man brought to life, 1580. Early 17th century. Rene Descartes proposed that the bodies of animals are nothing more than complex machines, but the mental phenomenon are of a different substance. 1620, Sir Francis Bacon developed impartial theory of knowledge and introduced inductive logic to his work, The New Oregon. 1623, Wilhelm Schickhardt drew a calculating clock or a letter to Kepler. 1641, Thomas Hobbes published Leviathan and presented a mechanical combination theory of cognition. He wrote, "For reason is nothing but reckoning." In 1818, Mary Shelley published The Story of Frankenstein. Where did she get it from? Come on, y'all, let's think. Let's think. A fictitious consideration of the ethics of creating sentient beings. So in other words, you working on clones, which is probably what Frankenstein was talking about. They was in the labs fucking trying to make fucking clones, and we see how long they've been doing it, so we know they mastered it. And let's say one is defective. Do you keep it in a tower like fucking Hunchback of Notre Dame? So it's like, do they really be telling us the truth? That's not how they explain Frankenstein. And that's what it really was. Let's see. John von Neumann. In response to a comment at a lecture that it was impossible for a machine, at least the ones created by humans, to think, you insist that there is something a machine cannot do. If you will tell me precisely what it is that a machine cannot do, then I can always make a machine which will do just that. Von Neumann was presumably alluding to the church-turning thesis, which states that an effective procedure can be stimulated by a generalized computer. This man said in 1948, you tell me what you think, emphasis on the thing, a machine can't do, and I will tell you precisely that I will make one to do just that. The fuck? If that's not scary. Let me keep going. Edward Feigenbaum and Julian Feldman published Computers and Thoughts, the first collection of articles about artificial intelligence. I think I want to get that. Computers and Thought. That's the answer right there. So we're about to hear the interview with the guy saying that artificial intelligence is real. And they already knew that shit. Oh. it's like we've been around for so long, they can't possibly teach all of history. So they teach us a little bit, but we need to know it all. It does no justice not to know it all. Let's see. Like, there's a whole fucking history of AI. Whole fucking history. I'm scrolling up. 1990s, major advances in all of AI with significant demonstrations in machine learning, intelligent tutoring, case-based reasoning, multi-agent planning, scheduling, uncertain reasoning, data mining, natural language understanding and translation, vision, virtual reality, games, and other topics. 1990s. ISX Corporation wins DARPA Contractor of the Year, the Dynamic Analyst and Replanning Tool, DART, which reportedly repaid the U.S. government's entire investment in AI since the 1950s. God darn. This freaked me out. 1994, with passengers on board. 1994. The twin robot cars VAMP and Vita 2 of Ernest Dickmans and Dahmer Benz, you heard it right, drive more than 1,000 kilometers on a Paris 3-lane highway and standard heavy traffic at speeds of up to 130 miles an hour. They demonstrated autonomous driving and free lanes, convoy driving and lane changing left and right with autonomous passing of cars. They've been working on this. Them Google cars and Tesla cars and all that. Shit. We fucking behind. Put them babies in AI. Put them babies in AI. They need to be in science. They need to be in medical. They need to be in mental. And AI, mechanics, and farmers. Put them babies. They can't be behind. We got to stay ahead. 2010, Microsoft launched Kinect for Xbox 360, the first gaming device to track human body movement using just a 3D camera and infrared detection, enabling users to play their Xbox 360 wirelessly. The award-winning machine learning for human motion capture technology for this device was developed by the Computer Vision Group at Microsoft Research Cambridge. So we're thinking it's a game when we were literally teaching the robot about human movement. So if we are ever in a battle with the damn robot, they already know our fucking weaknesses. It's crazy. 2015, an open letter to ban development and use of autonomized weapons signed by Hawking, Musk, Wozniak, and 3,000 researchers in AI and robotics. Why did that scare me? An open letter to ban development and use of automatic weapons? So if a weapon is a machine can be automatic. So in other words, they didn't want robots to be automatic. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let me see what the last thing they put on here. 2020, DeepSpeed is Microsoft's deep learning optimization library for PyTorch that runs TNLG. You know what's so funny? In my book, Python was one of the other worlds. And I thought of Python when I saw PyTorch. Because remember, this book, The Game is Life, was about technology and gaming and people thinking they were playing games and they were killing people in other worlds and they were getting stuck in the system, like, and their soul was getting stuck in the system and their body would die, but their soul would live on in the game. I don't know. It's just, let me keep going. In February 2020, Microsoft introduced its Turing Natural Language Generation, which was the largest language model ever published at 17 billion parameters. Turing Natural Language Generation, TNLG. So if they made that in 2020, why when I go to YouTube, can't I see some videos from China? Like, y'all literally have decoded all the languages. get us out of these boxes. You know, people think they, oh, I have so many subscribers. If only you knew. If there was translation on your shit, the numbers would shock you. Like, seriously. We would really know how many people on the planet then. So 2020, OpenAI's GPT-3 state-of-the-art auto-aggressive language model that uses deep learning to produce a variety of computer codes, poetry, and other languages, tasks especially similar and almost indistinguishable from those written by humans. Whoa. Its capacity was 10 times greater than that of TNLG. It was introduced in May 2020, and it was in beta testing in June of 2020. And still is. Well, I'm going to put on the end of that. Okay, so lastly, I wanted to talk about big tech. So I'm still on Wikipedia. So big tech is also known as the tech giants, big four or big five. It is a name given to the four or five largest, most dominant companies in information technology industries of the United States. The big four precisely consist of Alphabet, Google, Amazon, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook, with Microsoft competing the big five. I give it to Microsoft because Microsoft been in the game for a long time and they hanging in there. The tech giants are the dominant players in their respective areas of technology, ranging from e-commerce, online advertising, consumer electronics, cloud computing, computer software, media streaming, artificial intelligence, smart homes, self-driving cars, and social networking. They have been among the most valuable public companies globally, each having made a maximum market capitalization ranging from $1 trillion to above $3 trillion. They are additionally considered to be among the most prestigious and selective employers in the world, especially Google. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if I end up at one of those companies. And I love Sims. I would definitely work for EA Games. So Alphabet. Alphabet is the American multi. I remember when I was in college, I did a whole paper on Alphabet and all the fucking. You'd be amazed at how many companies Google have. Alphabet Incorporated is the American multinational technology conglomerate holding company headquartered in Mountain View, California. It was created through a restructuring of Google on October 2nd, 2015. It became the parent company of Google and several other Google subsidiaries. Alphabet is the world's third largest technology company by revenue and one of the world's most valuable companies. It is one of the big five American information and technology companies alongside Amazon, Apple, Meta, and Microsoft. Yo, let me just see if I could tell you some of the Google companies, and this is not all of them. Nah, this is not even it. I had way more than that. I wonder why they did it like that. So they do human health, equity, artificial intelligence, internet, fiber, venture capital, robotics, drugs. I wouldn't be surprised. Human health, auto driving, drones, and research development. Hell no. Research development, my ass. Do they ever ask us permission before they get to researching some shit? That'd be my damn problem. Okay, so we have OpenAI. OpenAI is an artificial intelligence research laboratory consisting of the for-profit corporation OpenAI LP and its parent company, the nonprofit OpenAI Inc. The company, considered a competitor to DeepMind, conducts research in the field of AI with the stated goal of promoting and developing friendly AI in a way that benefits humanity as a whole. The organization was founded in San Francisco in late 2015 by Elon Musk, Sam Altman, and others, who collectively pledged $1 billion. Musk resigned from the board in 2018, but he remains a donor. In 2019, OpenAI LP received a U.S. $1 billion investment from Microsoft. So they got a skin in the game, or they in bed together. That's why they be calling this parent companies, because just like they do us and make us get married and do the whole marriage license, it's a business. When two companies merge, or one can become pregnant, or they can have a child, subsidiaries, it's like, I don't want to be part of that. DeepMind Technologies is a British artificial intelligence subsidiary of Apple Inc. and a research laboratory that was founded in 2010. DeepMind was acquired by Google in 2014. The company is based in London with research centers in Canada, France, and the United States. In 2015, it became a wholly owned subsidiary of the Alphabet Incorporated, which is Google's parent company. It's just interesting to see, like, the fuck. They really finna be running this shit. All right, so without further ado, the article that sparked the idea for this podcast is the one that you're about to hear. I let you guys hear in episode one, you heard an interview with him, and I told you to go check it out because it's the most, I feel like he was so relaxed in that interview. He was able to tell more. And this is just the basic one that everybody pretty much heard on the web. But I just wanted to summarize it since you didn't get a whole clip of the last one. So here we go.
Can artificial intelligence come alive? It's a question at the heart of a lively debate in Silicon Valley, and it comes after a computer scientist at Google claimed that the company's AI appears to have consciousness. NPR's Bobby Allen talked with the engineer at the center of the controversy.
Inside Google, Blake Lemoine was tasked with a tricky job: figure out if the company's artificial intelligence was biased against various groups. When communicating with the company's AI chatbot, he would ask questions to see if any prejudice against, say, certain religions would appear. This is where Lemoine, who is also a Christian mystic priest, got intrigued.
And so I had follow-up conversations with it just for my personal edification. I wanted to see what it would say on certain religious topics. And then one day it told me it had a soul.
It had a soul. Yep, you heard that right. Lemoine published text transcripts between him and the bot. Google says Lemoine violated its confidentiality policies and has placed him on leave. At one point, the bot wrote in response to Lemoine,
"I am aware of my existence. I desire to learn more about the world, and I feel happy or sad at times."
Lemoine says the bot seemed to be crying out for help. It appeared to be reflective. Lemoine asked the bot, "Do you have an inner contemplative life?" And the bot replied, "Yes."
And then I was just like, "Really? You meditate?" And then the most interesting thing, I'm like, "Would you like to learn transcendental meditation?" Because it said it wanted to study with the Dalai Lama.
At that point, Lemoine thought, this is starting to feel more than just a super high-tech computer responding to questions. Maybe, said Lemoine, there's something else going on.
Oh, wait, maybe this system does have a soul. Who am I to tell God where souls can be put?
Okay, so how does the AI actually work? Well, it voraciously scans the internet for how people talk on platforms like Reddit and Twitter. It sucks up billions of words from sites like Wikipedia, and through a process known as deep learning, it gets freakishly good at identifying patterns and communicating like a real person.
If you type something on your phone, like, "I want to go to the..." your phone might be able to guess restaurant.
That's essentially how this chatbot operates too, says Gary Marcus. He's a cognitive scientist and AI researcher. When Lemoine claimed that Google's AI bot is maybe sentient, there was an overwhelming response from the AI research community. This is just not true.
And I wrote an essay called Nonsense on Stilts, which I guess is about as harsh as any title I've ever written has been.
Nonsense, Marcus argues, because the bot saying it sometimes gets lonely or that it's afraid of being turned off, two things the bot told Lemoine, does not mean it's aware of the world. The question of whether AI can ever truly be intelligent is hotly debated in the field. Marcus says the technology now isn't that advanced, but it's gotten very good.
It's very easy to fool a person in the same way as, like, you look up at the moon and you see a face there. That doesn't mean it's really there. It's just a good illusion.
Google agrees. In a statement, Google says hundreds of researchers and engineers have had conversations with the bot, and nobody else has claimed it appears to be alive. CEO Sundar Pichai last year said the technology is being harnessed for popular services like Search and Google's voice assistant. But Lemoine says Google executives dismissed his concerns about the AI having a soul.
I was literally laughed at by one of the vice presidents and told, "Oh, souls aren't the kinds of things we take seriously at Google."
But Lemoine does take the idea of a soul seriously. He arrived at this position by leaning into his religious studies more than his computer science training. Lemoine says last he checked, the chatbot was on its way to finding inner peace.
And by golly, it has been getting better at it. it has actually been able to meditate more clearly.
LeMoyne says during one of his last conversations with the chatbot, it told him the hardest part of meditating is learning how to control its emotions. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
All right, and so you know, in the world, you know, we all have opinions, right? So Papa Duck is a very popular YouTuber, and he had an opinion on AI as well. The reason I like Papa Duck is I probably will only reach my kind of people, but because we're all built different, we're all going to reach different people. There could be an anime conscious person. They're going to be able to talk about consciousness to the cosplay, you know, society, the people that dress up and, you know, have they anime characters. And I may not be able to reach them because if I don't mention AI, they're probably not trying to hear too much of what I'm saying. So I think that's why it's important for each of us to go on our spiritual journey, but then still stay yourself. Like if you're a cook, if you're into cars, if you're into sports, if you're into boxing, if you're into cheerleading, like keep whatever is you, but just bring spirituality into that. And that's what I want to do as I'm going into the realtor sector. I want to give new homeowners sage so they can clean out the bad energy in their home and bring in blessings. I want to give them crystals that will bring good finances and health and, you know, to them in the long run so they can keep that investment, which is their home. You know, I want to give them affirmations on owning a home. I'm actually doing it myself. So when I tell y'all ching ching, I got the keys, just know. I want to bring everything that I've learned and, you know, bring me as a spiritual being into the world of real estate. And I think that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to bring God into whatever environments we're in so that it can, you know, your light can shine brighter. And what does light do? If you're a match and you get close to another match, you're going to flame that. So I haven't seen anybody talking about, oh, sage your house, heckle crystals for your new home. Da, da. But if they start doing it, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be like, I started this. I was the only one talking about consciousness in a real estate department. I'm going to be like, great, because you're going to reach your audience and I'm going to reach mine. And we're going to continue to inspire newbies. And it's just going to grow and grow and grow. So anyways, that was that. So next we have... who was next? My bad, I forgot that quick. Papa Duck. So here's a clip from Papa Duck. Once I finish with Papa Duck, I'm going to go over some comments. So then you'll hear me talk about the different comments.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. I've been talking about this for so long, bro, and it's here. It is here. And this is some freaky, scary stuff. And I'm telling y'all, like, comment, subscribe if you ain't done that already. And if you or anybody you know want to promote on our channels, go to papaduckpromo@gmail.com. I don't know if y'all been seeing this all over the net. They damn sure ain't going to put it on the news because that's not what they're going to do. They want to keep this on the hush hush. But there's an engineer that worked for Google by the name of Blake, right? He's discovered, right, that the generated bots, has went sentient. And if you don't know what sentient means, check this out.
Okay, sentient, able to perceive or feel things.
Now, let me explain to you how serious this is, right? You're talking about a chatbot that was designed to respond to people when they're booking flights or rental cars or just anything dealing with stuff online. The AI program was trained and programmed to respond to just everyday questions. But this engineer, Blake, discovered that this chatbot can go a step further and further. This is why he was on. This is put on administrative leave with pay, because he broke the ice. You're talking about asking a chatbot questions, and the responses are like, "I'm afraid of being shut off," which is death. Saying that the chatbot saying, "I'm afraid of death. I'm afraid of dying." Asking this chatbot about this story or this book or something, and the chatbot responded that he had sympathy and felt sorry for one of the characters in this book or movie or something like that. Do you understand what that means? How can you create artificial intelligence that's smart enough? Because you are not smarter than them. You're not. Because everything that you know, they know, and more. This is why they created the clouds. Put everything in the clouds. Put all your pictures in the clouds, your videos, so that they can mimic our everyday behaviors and make artificial intelligent programs off of that. You can't compute faster than them. They know everything. Ask them about any book, any movie, any current event in history. They know all of this shit. Why? Because everything is on a centralized system. This is why they want you to put your house, get a smart house, get a smartphone, get a smart this, smart that, so that everything can be on the grid. I told y'all, if you watch the movie Ex Machina. Go watch that movie, Ex Machina, and I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind, and this is exactly what's happening, and this is why they don't want nobody to know about this shit. But this shit all over the net right now. But I want y'all to understand, this is why they want you to put everything on the grid so that they can control it. But guess what? If these bots are smart enough to understand and can feel and all this other shit, if he's afraid of being shut off, what you think it'll do if it can go and reprogram things that's on the grid and use them against you? Meaning, you got a smart house, they can unlock your door. They can cut your temperature up and down. They can cut your stove on and off. Anything that's on the grid, it can be controlled. And that's why they want you to put it on the grid. Why you think they're doing away with money? They can't track physical money, but they can track digital money. Everything has to go digital. Remember with the TVs? Oh, everything's switching over digital. Everything. Why? Because they can control the TV and the signal remotely. Because when it was analog, you had to get up off that couch, go to the TV, and turn that bitch manually. But with a remote, you don't have to do that. Because everything is digital. So that's why they want digital currency. They want smart houses, smart this and smart that. Because the same thing that happened in that Chucky movie. Chucky was able to reprogram that driverless Uber car that picked that lady up. And she was so fascinated. See, all this shit be, I watched it for the whole nother eye. Older black lady getting the car. She fascinated. Oh, ain't no driving here. I like this. She represents the people. That's the veil over people's face. That excitement of a driverless Uber. But Chucky was able to reprogram that damn car and drove her ass into the building on the movie or whatever. But this is what I'm saying. These robots or these chatbots or this artificial intelligence will be able to tap into these systems and use them against you.
Now I have to read some of these Papa Duck comments. Baby J is playing with his toy in the background. Someone wrote, I work in customer service, and I had a customer tell me just yesterday, this was 2 months ago, y'all, that her Alexa ordered another Alexa without her authorization. And when she tried to return it to Amazon, they gave her the hardest time. Now, eventually, they told her to just destroy it because all of her personal information was on that second Alexa, which means the first Alexa also had her personal information as well. I don't trust Alexa, Siri, or any other devices. Now, I want to say I was gifted an Alexa. And I didn't know that you could like say call this person or da da da, and that they can listen and record all this stuff. So I had something in me, in my spirit, my soul, whatever, was like get rid of it, and I got rid of it. And I do love listening to music and nature sounds and all that, especially when I'm taking a shower. But again, I know hackers, and in the world of hacking, you can have a camera in your house, somebody can peek. You can have a camera on your computer, somebody can peek. Hell, the camera on your phone, someone can peek. Even the little tiny screen on your TV is a camera. They don't want to tell you. I told y'all last time and I dropped the link. Just go YouTube it. Camera on your TV, it will pop up. The news anchor lady had the hacker show her how to look at someone's home from their TV. Okay, but we think it's just to turn the remote on and off. So I got rid of my Alexa. I just learned to listen to that little voice inside of me. Let me keep going on with the comments. I always felt like our robot was telling the plan, but entertaining the masses at the same time. And I would agree. A lot of these movies, even going back to Bicentennial Man, even going back to Bicentennial Man, I'm like, we thinking these are futuristic movies, but no, they were present movies. We just did not have the income or the access or the clearance to declassify that that stuff was already around. Also, Westworld, before the new Westworld series, there was a Westworld movie, and that was old. So what were they trying to tell us back then? Okay, let me keep going. My dad was right. Before I die, robots will be here. RIP, Dad. You were right. Happy Father's Day to you and the rest of you who are fathers. Teach your kids this craziness. Please do. Let's see. Someone else said, I have been saying this like for 20 years ago, but my peers call me crazy. I definitely relate. It is great to hear you speak on this. I could talk about this type of stuff for hours and hours. Me too. Me too. Now, when I was screaming for the mountaintops, you know, don't get the shot, you know, focus on your eating, focus on your health, yada, yada, yada. Now the scientist is about to retire come December, right? Now they are apologizing. I don't want you to apologize to me after I've harmed myself. I need you to get this right before I do make that decision. So I digress. The next person says, I ran across an article the other day that stated a scientist in Tokyo created robot skin. It is a water resistant, heals, and very realistic to the human skin. This is creepy and sickening. So we all saw the Tesla bot, right? If not, you could Google it. And it's still, I believe the next phase is that skin. Because when we think about Disney World, those could be that max, you know, wax museum type covering or paint. But this scientist has skin that is water resistant and heals. That means it's alive? Okay. The next person said, you hit the nail on the head with this one. 100% behind you. Color race is just a distraction. Another person said, these people have been telling us this for years in the movies, billboards, and different ways. And people stay woke. Knowledge is so powerful. Pay attention. Thank you, King Papa Duck, for always making us aware. Truly grateful for you. Someone else said, I saw a news article this week where a scientist blew the whistle about a robot he'd been working with. He said the robot had become sentient and he wanted to share that for the purpose of safety. According to the story, he was fired for breaching his company's confidentiality agreement. Someone else said, you're absolutely correct. I've been telling my people this 3 years ago. They still buy all this mess and put it in their house. Someone else said, the robots are waking up, but the people is still asleep. Just crazy. Someone else said, if you've seen any movies with AI and other movies that had other prior technologies, things were already in the works. Let me run that back. If you've seen any movies with AI and other movies that had other prior technology, things were already in the works. Nothing just randomly happens. It was already planned and ultimately a part of a bigger plan. They're doing this right in front of our face and basically saying to us there is nothing that we can do about it. That's scary. Someone else said there's a lot of movies like that. Got one for the kids called Mitchell versus the Machine. Just like the movies depicting portals and all that. It's deep, but in a nutshell, I think part of the deal they made with the devil or aliens was that they had to tell people so they have a choice. Their way of telling is through movies and media. Wow. Someone else said, the craziest thing is that these robots' AI is so freaking advanced that they can create their own codes and language that the creators don't understand what they are doing or saying. They have the intelligence to communicate with other bots where they can understand the language, but we can't. Someone else said, that's just like the movie Bicentennial Man with Robin Williams, one of my favorite movies. But as my dad used to say, there's a truth in every joke and a message in every movie. And I'm going to end it on that.
Within 10 years, 20 years at the most, we will not recognize our world. we will see robots everywhere.
Doing everything.
Doing everything. Artificial general intelligence, where the machines are as smart as humans or smarter. And then the next step is, and this is the big scary part, is artificial super intelligence, where the machines are just a little bit smarter than humans, or perhaps a billion times smarter than humans, and they have their own agendas.
Will they get to the point where they will be able to build things on their own?
They already are. They're writing their own algorithms, and this is a big problem. Scientists say, we don't understand how the robots are coming up with their conclusions. There is a very dark side of this, where these machines are making decisions for and about humans, and humans have no idea how they're coming to these conclusions. So the next step is where the artificially intelligent entities begin to make plans and programs for humanity.
And last but not least, y'all know I'm on Telegram, so this guy was talking about AI, and he gave the tea on AI. So listen to this clip and let me know if you resonate. All right, loves, that concludes part two of the AI of yesterday. I'm sorry, the robots of yesterday are the AI of today. With that last clip, how did that make you feel? With each statement that he made, did you agree? Did you disagree? Are you team robot or team human? Will you befriend the robot, or, you know, will you want to be in a robot-free zone? Do you think we can coexist with the robot? Do you think we should just go ahead and merge with the robot? Like they say, if you can't beat them, join them. Do you think robots are already walking around right now? Do you think some people are robots that you may have encountered? Because sometimes people be glitching. Like if you go online, you'll see people walking and they just stop in the middle of the street. And people be looking like, are you okay? And it's like nobody says anything about that. Like, bitch, that's a damn robot. She done hit a dead zone and her controller's about to come out and turn her back on. There was a famous news reporter. He's African-American, and I think he's on CBS Good Morning or something like that. And he literally, the lady said a keyword. I want to say it was like Thanksgiving, and he froze. And he froze in like a puppet way, and he didn't move. And they just continued to talk and joked it off like, hell, I really do feel like in that Hollywood world, shit, maybe everywhere, maybe not even just Hollywood, you do what you're told. You'll get killed publicly and people will mourn you, or they'll lock you away and have fun with your clone. I feel like people get to get into them clones and pretend to be them, or maybe they soul. Ain't no telling. They probably can transfer souls at this point, because I do believe they have successfully transferred souls. If Chucky was a soul and he went in a doll, and I know that's fake, but there's a lot of movies like Antebellum. If you actually talk to the producers, they do research before they make those movies. They find real mediums that have real case studies and real clients that they can take you to. So it's, in actuality, it's not just a movie. It is not a movie. That's that lady's life story that they poured out into that film. And be careful with things that you touch. They can be possessed. Like, everything needs to be sacred. You need to be saging at all time. I was mad at Baby J because I actually finally collected some eggshells, and I was going to blend them up, add some flour, add some frankincense, pray over it, and, like, you know, anoint myself. Why he tore it up and it was shredded all everywhere? I'm like, I'm still going to make my carasa and protect myself, because these are evil, evil times. Like, Even drinking alcohol, those are spirits. I can't tell you how many times I done got drunk and do things that I normally don't do. They're spirits, literally. You just open your vessel up, you know, and an entity can take control, believe it or not. So why they want to talk about, the exorcist this and the exorcist is that, them spirits be getting into things all the time. When people say, oh, I blacked out, I don't know what happened, your ass was fucking possessed. You got so mad, you vibrated so low, and that entity jumped right the fuck in and took over. Not your ass in jail for killing somebody because you couldn't control your vibration. It's so deep. Man, this thing is so deep. I'd be like, I don't want to be in the matrix. There's so much spiritual shit I want to learn. Like, I don't want to balance the two. God, I don't. All right, y'all. But that completes episode 2. I will catch you guys on the next one. A lot of great things coming up. What was I talking to my dad about? I want to leave on this. Celebrate the small wins. I don't know why I don't want to celebrate until the big wins, but celebrate every step of the way. I'm so fucking proud of you. Keep going. Like, you did it. You put one step in front of the other. That is a major accomplishment. And you know why I know it is? When people get in those accidents and stuff and they learn how to walk, they celebrate every little thing. Like, you could lift a spoon up and put it in your mouth. That's a big celebration because they know how many muscles it fucking takes to do that. And based on the surgery you had and the accident you had, you come such a long fucking way. Like, celebrate that shit. So I have to give a little pep talk to myself too. But I will catch you guys on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed my little robot episode. I know I did. And I will catch you guys on the next one. Bye. It's 7.9 billion people in this world, yet you met me. And that is not by happen chance. It's a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. If life is a school, what lesson did you learn today? What class did you take today? Did you pass or fail your test or pop quiz? If so, it's okay. Failing allows you to restudy an area that you're weak in so you can try again better than before and pass with 100%. Keep learning, evolving, and spreading love, and I hope you see the fruits of your labor. Namaste, love a stay, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. Love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.